Do you ever feel like the odds are stacked against you? Like it's gonna be really, really challenging for you to actually hit your goals and achieve your dreams? Well, that is exactly how Karina Burton felt before she really stepped into her power and built out a multiple seven-figure business in the construction cleaning industry, which was heavily dominated with men. And then she went on to continue to build out the Unstoppable brand, which is helping people break free like they never thought possible. So on this episode of the Just Grow podcast, you're going to get to listen to her entire story on how she went from down and out to building out the dream life that she had always desired, even though the odds were heavily stacked against her. So you're not going to want to miss this episode of the Just Grow podcast. We'll jump into that here in just 1 second. Before we do, gotta let you know about Just Grow Visions. We have our free Facebook group. We're building a community. We're gonna go live every Wednesday evening. And then we also have our proprietary vision videos that is helping people reprogram their minds for success unlike anything you've ever seen out there. And it's really the missing link to what most people teach about personal development. So if you wanna learn more about this stuff, head on over to justgrowvisions.com. You can learn all about it. So, without further ado, let's jump in this interview with Karina Burton. Thank you for being here, Karina Burton.
Thank you, Nick.
You're welcome.
I'm excited. I was looking forward to this when I met you and heard about your business concept. It was I love the idea of being able to take that dream board and put it into a video, something visual, because we are very visual creatures. So
that we are. Mm-hmm. Well, cool. I mentioned to you that I don't have a real structured format to this. Mm-hmm. Usually I just like to have an organic conversation, but
sounds good.
Would definitely love to hear a little bit more of your story. I got to hear a little bit at Growth House Immersion, but it sounds pretty wild how you got into it and how you had success. And I want to talk maybe a little bit about your Unstoppable brand, because I feel very inspired by it. And even just like in the text messages that we've had, you just throwing that in, saying you're unstoppable, it gives me a feeling of like, damn, you're right. So I can only imagine what that's doing for so many other people.
Well, what's so interesting about this, like where I'm at today, people wouldn't imagine that when I first started down this journey of who I am today. Because I always say, like, my past life was like in my 20s to my 30s. And then when I was being reborn, I was essentially like 29. I was broken. I had been in a relationship, a marriage that was non-supportive, and I did not have opportunities. It's kind of crazy to think that this wasn't that long ago, right? Like, I got married when I was 19, started having children straight away. I was 25 or 26 when I had my third child, and I had so many dreams and so much ambition, and it all just got cut really short in my life. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that had to do with some cultural and generational teachings that I was taught all growing up. And I never really realized how much that stuck with me, how much like it's embedded in your mind. And I was taught on a fear-based level of how to make your choices. And so for such a long time, I never trusted myself. I never trusted my intuition. I felt like a lot of the decisions I would make were wrong, and that I negatively impacted people in my life. And so, you know, being a mother and raising my children, I was not feeling unstoppable. Mm-hmm. I felt weak. And I didn't have education. I was very naive, and I was not given the tools to be successful in life independently. And, you know, it was one day where one of my daughters was probably like 7 years old. My oldest daughter was seven, and she and I were having a conversation, and she was crying to me, just saying how she couldn't do something. And I said to her, you know, you can do anything that you put your mind to, anything at all. You just have to believe in yourself, and you have to try. And I am so grateful that I mean, the universe and all the stars aligned, because the universe knew that I had so much more to give to myself, to give to my children, right? At that point, I was being the bare minimum of myself, and I was providing a lovely home, and I was doing all the mom things, taking the kids to all their activities and paying attention to them and all that stuff, but yet it was just like bare surface. And you know, it struck me, because I'm like, I'm living a lie. I am not I'm telling my daughter who she should be, but I'm unwilling to step outside of my comfort zone and demand what I believe I deserve. And that really was the first step into igniting, into becoming this person. But along that journey, this is where the whole unstoppable mindset really started to derive from. And I didn't even see it then until 10 years later. I can see how the choices I made then, when I stepped out of a relationship that was hindering me, that was toxic for me, that was non-supportive, that was my first step to be able to say, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of starting at the bottom. I'm not afraid of not having money. I'm not afraid of being alone, so that I can gain that, right? And I had started to do these steps in my life to help heal myself, right? I didn't have this like major epiphany. Like, counseling is great. I'm a huge advocate of it. But I wasn't doing those things, right? I wasn't like seeing a therapist. I wasn't, at the time, I didn't have a mentor. I was only making $20,000 a year. So, you know, I only had so much means to be able to take care of myself internally. And I knew that I had been broken, and it was really imperative that before I did anything or allowed anything that was like exterior to define my worth, what needed to define my worth was what I believed in myself, my value in who I was, my integrity, my authenticity, because those are things that you can never take them away, right? It's not like an accolade. Somebody can come and be like, I'm taking that, you know, gold star from you, your gold medal. I can take that away from you. I can take your money away from you. I can take, you know, this article and rip it and say, you know, you don't deserve that anymore. But nobody can take away the things that you create within you. Those are non-tangible things, right? It's like American Express says, it's priceless. It really is true. And that's how the beginning of like my journey of becoming an entrepreneur, becoming extremely successful at business development and marketing and sales, and ultimately developing my company, CPR, growing that into a franchise, and then developing Unstoppable Media.
Well, I find it so cool and interesting how that is your path. That was your path of like, you're beaten down almost like where,
like to a pulp, if you want to be dramatic, but it really was. It was hard.
You know, there's so many people that talk about like, oh, you got to get a mentor and you got to get around the right people. And it's just like, you just did it.
Yes. And you know what's interesting is, even though it wasn't that long ago, when you think about like timelines, it was 11 years ago from me starting my new life to where I am today. Like, I had to play catch up and fast forward, because, you know, I'm a mother. At the time, I was a mother of three. I have four children, and then I have my stepson. And I felt like I had to play catch up, but it's amazing how much technology has advanced from 2012, I can't remember my timeline, but how much technology has advanced and has really changed this entire like opportunities, right? Because at that time I would have to hire someone because I think it was Instagram had just really kind of like started, it was like blowing up. This whole influencing was becoming a thing. Mm-hmm. You had bloggers was kind of like the real popular thing at the time. But if you wanted self-help, it was really that whole like investment part, which can feel really scary because if you don't have health insurance or, you know, the financial means to be able to pay for that, it's really difficult. So you really have to figure out how you're going to do it on your own. But today is such a different opportunity. It's a good and bad thing because you're almost capsized with how much is out there. Yeah. So who do you choose? Who's the right, you know, the right person to follow? Who's the example that you want in your life? But then there, the beautiful thing is that when you find that right person that helps elevate you, inspire you, motivate you, helps you to question things in your life so that you can expand your thinking. And that's amazing.
What would you say to today when there is so many options with so many different things? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I think about it's like, who do you want to follow in terms of like mindset? Or who do you want to follow in marketing? Like, whose strategies do you want to follow? Or there's just like so many pieces you want to pick, especially in terms of business. I even find that to be my case right now. I'm kind of in the selection process of what marketing strategy do I really want to go all in on?
Yeah.
And so like, what would be your advice on finding your person to learn from and how to go about that?
That's a really great question. I love this question because this is something that irks me a lot specifically. Words are easy to use. I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, my mom would always teach me that sorry and I love you, right, needs to have value. Well, how do you show those values of words that can be tossed around left and right? By actions. Your actions will always speak louder than your words. Mm-hmm. And today, people toss around inspiration, quotes, saying, you know, do this and have a great day and I'm gonna kick ass. And like, do you wanna make $2 million? Just do this. But yet, the actual action behind it is never there. Mm. So I like to follow people, and the people who inspire me are the ones that I've seen actually do the steps, right? Because I'm someone who started a life over 10 years ago where I'm not someone who's do as I say, not as I do. I am walking that journey right along with you. Mm-hmm. And anyone who's going to come into my space and be a leader for me and be a motivator, be an inspirator, a guide, I need to know that you have walked that walk. And I will say one of the things that I struggled with when I was going through my journey was it was so hard to find anybody who I could relate with, being in my 30s, having three kids, not having a college degree, not having work experience. And I'm like, I can't even relate to you. You can't even relate to me. So how in the world can I learn from someone? And it wasn't that there weren't people there. It was just that at the time, the world was more closed off, right? And in the sense of like, we have, you know, Facebook has obviously been here before Instagram, but Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, LinkedIn. I mean, I'm sure that there is probably other things out there that I don't even use. But the point is that the world just keeps expanding with technology, which then allows your reach to expand around the world and find people that you can relate with, that you can connect with. Mm-hmm. And I really find so much beauty in the people who share the walk that they had to go down. And then it, you know, it allows me to be like, I've just connected with you on this energy basis, even though I've never met you, I'm watching your stuff online, or yet like my coach that I have, my mentor and my coach, I've never met her in person.
Really?
She lives in Rhode Island, but our energy exchange through Zoom is beautiful. And she's been my coach for the last year and a half. And it's just, it's pretty remarkable how your energy can be exchanged through your videos, mm-hmm. you know, through your content. But the only way to really have like a genuine energy exchange is by being able to be authentic and showcase yourself as well and share your story and not just talk about the words, right? Because the words, like I said, they only go as deep as you share them. So it can be just on the surface. But, you know, I've had this opportunity to experience this. I understand that. And not everyone does. So people can get very, when it sparkles, right? They're like, I want to go to that because mm-hmm. it looks pretty and I've been persuaded and I just want to be able to level up and make the money and do the things. And it's so important to stay focused and grounded and remember, like, it's important to build your foundation first. How do you do that? And then you go to the next level of like the tangible things. But first you always have to work on the things that are intangible, which is, you know, who we are inside, the good and the bad.
Mm-hmm. How do you figure that out?
Well, Unstoppable Media. I'm not kidding, but I don't want to like promote my company by any means. Like, this is, I want to be able to like,
well, we're definitely not going to promote Unstoppable right now, so don't go to their website at all.
Yeah, do not do it. I don't want it to be like, well, you know, we've got it all figured out. But seriously though, like, the way that I became successful has been because it took me years, right? So someone else doesn't have to go through this long drawn out process. It's kind of like you're discovering a formula. How does that work? Mm-hmm. And then I have been able to look back and be like, okay, this is how I did it. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to compile it in a very easy form for people to actually put into their lives every single day. I had to learn over a period of time, but now I can give it to you really easily. And
do you feel like you were conscious of it the whole time, or you had to go back and like look at it consciously? Because you were like, as you went through it, you were just like unconsciously competent. Because that's even what I'm starting to realize now, is like all this stuff is so embedded in me and it comes natural. Mm-hmm. And now I'm going back, I'm like, you know, and clients are having challenges. I'm like, well, why would you have a challenge with that? I'm like, oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
That was just so natural to me. But now I have to go back and like deconstruct it.
Exactly. You feel like it's a natural thing for you, but it may have been that you set goals for yourself that you didn't really realize. Like for me, I set a goal that really was the foundation for the structure of even like, if you were to have asked me at that time, like, can you believe that you are literally going to start a company that's based off of the foundation of how you even started to be able to heal your life and then become a kick-ass, you know, business professional, I would be like, no, no way.
And no?
Absolutely not. Because at the time I was really broken, right? Yeah. But here are some of the things that I set for myself that now is implemented into our four pillars to becoming unstoppable. The number one is, it is so imperative that you take a very good self inventory of who you are. We do not like doing that. Yep. It is in our nature to be like, I don't want to look at the things I'm not good at, because then I allow myself to dwell and have like self-hatred or to feel bad about ourselves. And then sometimes we're like, well, what are we good at? So the very first step is to write this all down. Look at it. It's a beautiful opportunity to be like, look, I'm so grateful that I have this chance to see what I'm good at and what I can get rid of. This is a beautiful exercise. Don't allow it to be this like negative thing. And I did that. I looked at the things that I was good at, and I looked at the things that I needed to become better at.
Yeah.
I needed to become more confident. I had to trust in my intuition. I needed to trust in my abilities. I needed to trust in my skill sets. And those things I wasn't doing, right? That wasn't my belief system, and I needed to change that. So, you know, one of the things I knew I was really great at was I was great at being a really hard worker. I knew that if any challenge came to me, I could do it, and that I could always figure out the answer. I was a great problem solver. That was the other thing. I was very like ingenuitive and very creative.
There it is. That's why you're a good entrepreneur.
And at the time I was like, I'm just thinking like, how do I get myself out of this like spot in my life of making $20,000 a year and providing for a family of four? How can I level up, right? So I'm like, I can always solve a problem. So as I'm going through this, you know, some of the things that were really important for me as an individual was to be able to be very self-sufficient, that I could take care of myself, I could take care of my family, and it was a really important goal for me. And at the time I thought it was like, you know, financially, like tangible things, but the reality is that needed to strengthen me to become a better entrepreneur. I needed to know that I was strong no matter if I was in a partnership as an entrepreneur or if I was by myself being an entrepreneur. Because when you go into business, and as your business grows and scales and a lot of revenue is coming in, it sounds wonderful and grand, but it can get really scary when you're brand new and you're scaling too fast. It's a real thing, right? Because you've got cash flow going out and not enough cash flow coming in. And honestly, it can truly capsize you. But if you feel confident in knowing who you are, your abilities, your skill sets, those types of things, and being able to be like, I'm a strong, independent person, I'm a strong, independent thinker, then no matter what, in any relationship that you're in, whether it's, you know, in your personal life or in business, you're gonna stand on your own two feet. You will not feel like you have to lean on that other person that they know better than you. Which is a real thing, right? Like you can start getting kind of like cold feet and think like, what if I make the wrong decision? But you have to be a really strong individual to make sure that you're like, I got this. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to be able to stand in my truth, right? Like if you have a business partner who may be swaying in the wrong direction, like you have to stand in your truth and be confident in your abilities. I feel like you asked me another question and I totally forgot. Was it something else or did you forget too?
You kind of spaced me as well. What did I ask? It's funny. Sometimes I even had this conversation with somebody that said sometimes you get so present that you forget, like, I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, you just get really like engrossed in the conversation. Yeah. You're like, wait, what were we talking about before?
Well, let's see if we come back to it. But another question did pop up. This kind of just came out of nowhere. I don't think I've ever asked this question, but what is the best goal that you ever set?
The best goal I have ever set. That's a good question. It's a little tricky because I kind of put my life into two sections, and that I feel really proud of both. And so it's in two different sections, right? You have your personal life and you have your professional life. And because of my journey, for me, hitting my professional goals have been just as glorious as my personal goals. because my professional goals have superseded the trajectory of my personal life with my family, if that makes sense. Hmm. So I would say, personally, one of my, a goal that has been really like has impacted my family was, has been becoming a really confident person. Hmm. Because I have daughters, I have four daughters, right? And to see that everything I've been teaching them over the last, you know, my oldest daughter is 18, she moved to Hawaii, to see that they have such great heads on their shoulder. They are ambitious, they are go-getters, they are hard freaking workers, and every time they have a job, they always get promoted, they always go into, like, even though they're young, they still somehow get like this management role. I'm like, they're only 16, 17. I have an, you know, my 18 year old. So I feel really proud of myself that even though I didn't get to see it, like it's taken years to see that because you have to raise your children. But I'm like, damn, I was right. You know what I mean? Like how to raise them.
Yeah.
And, but I don't believe that I could have done that if I wouldn't have become the woman of example for them.
Yeah.
Right, to be able to set that example and walk the walk so I can say, look, kids, I've done it. I've been there.
Well, it's even like what you said earlier in the conversation when you're talking about how you were at a low point, but then you became the teacher and you said you can do anything.
Yeah.
And it's like that almost got leverage on yourself because like if you were going to say that, if you're going to continue to say that, you have to be saying that from a place of authenticity and truth. Yeah,
absolutely. And that's why I like immediately felt like I was lying. I felt very unauthentic. Like I just was, it did not resonate with me. And I'm like, I cannot be this person, right? Like I need to be a person of truth. And, you know, being able to see how my kids have grown up to this point, I know that they have, you know, I have two more that are still growing up and, you know, my professional, like the biggest goals that I've had, I feel like I'm still watching them happen, but to be able to see that, you know, even my like journey of getting to be able to express myself and go into this professional world, like I had more people steal money from me, take advantage of me financially. I've lost a lot of money and I've had a bad part, like business partnership, multiple actually. I'm like, wow, shit, I did that in like a really short like span of time. But, the entire time I continued to build this like ideal of what a business should look like. How do you start that business? What is the foundation? Because it kind of goes back to my whole, like I need a sure foundation in my life personally so that when like shit hits the fan, anything rocks me, I will bounce back. I will have the tools to be able to be strong and know that I can tackle anything. I needed a company just like that. So how was I going to build this type of business? And whenever I would like try to bring this up to one of my business partners, they were just like, what's the ROI? What's the revenue? What's the sales? Money, 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 money. And I'm like, I love money too. Trust me. I love money. I've lived a life without money. You know, at one point it was just like, money is not a bad thing, but anything that has roots in the ground is more than money. So I knew that if I built a business based off of intention, based off of why, based off of creating a solution for a problem and impacting my industry and my community, the ROI was going to come organically. Mm-hmm. I just had to share my story. So being able to see that I grew a business, you know, founding this business, and now that it's a national franchise, I'm like, hell yeah, I was right. You know what I mean? Like, that feels freaking good. It feels amazing to be able to know that, like, I was right all along. But at the time, I was like, oh, well, these people have like 10, 12 years of entrepreneur experience. What do I know? They're making me feel like, what do I know? But that wasn't true. I have superseded both of my old business partners financially and professionally, and have expanded my business far beyond what they have been able to, like, capable of doing. And I've done that in the last 3 years.
Because you followed your truth.
Yes. And I refuse to believe that their process was the way. Right? And that's where, like, I've been able to, when people ask, like, how did you grow your company so fast? And it goes back to that whole, well, what is your foundation? What is your company built off of? What are the roots for it? Because it has not been easy, even growing the company. But if it didn't have real roots, it would have been capsized by the huge waves that have hit, you know, the growth and things like that. But yeah, it's all about building a foundation
every single time.
It doesn't matter if it's personal or professional. You have to have something that has roots, so you even know who you are. What are your intentions? What's your why? What's motivating you? And that's what drives your happiness, your genuine, authentic happiness.
Is having
a solid foundation. And then money is fun, because then you can travel and, like, you know, have a good time.
Yeah, so you're not, like, washed away when those inevitable challenges come, because they all do.
Yeah, they all do. That is for dang sure.
What'd you say, like, because I know you said in the beginning that you'd never see yourself here, but as you started to grow as an entrepreneur, as you started to develop, did that vision start coming clear, where you're like, I know I'm meant for great things, and this is how it looks?
Well, I kept seeing these pockets of hope. So, you know, when I first started in my career, I was really not good at doing sales. That was what I initially started in. I started in sales and was in the commercial real estate industry, and I was in the service space area. But, you know, I had to have this come to Jesus moment with myself, so to speak. And that was kind of like this realization, like, okay, why are you not good at this? Well, it's not because you're not good at this, but it's because you do not feel connected with the sales process. So I'm like, okay, well, how am I going to reinvent my way so that I'm successful? When I chose to take on my real truth of what sales should look like, and I changed my mindset of how to approach it, it totally changed my entire sales opportunities, right? Like, the jobs just started flooding in. I had more opportunities. And even though at the time I was not being financially rewarded the way that I knew I needed to be, I always was able, like, the duration of my experience, right? Like, I was able to always scale up and keep scaling up. So even though I kind of go through these, like, pivots of, like, a hard time, I'm like, I'm going to lean in deep. I'm going to have this, you know, goal for myself. And somehow I would go up and up. And so when I would see these moments of these realizations of, like, man, I just went from 20,000 to 50,000 to 75 to 100 to 120, you know, it's like you just keep progressing. You're like, I see these pockets. I see these things, that this value that I have. And even when I get punched in the gut and things go to shit, I have value, because I couldn't have scaled the way that I have in this short amount of time, starting with nothing, to get to this point. So, you know, before I started CPR, that was the most difficult at the time. I felt like it was the most difficult thing I had ever gone through, right? It was harder than me stepping away and restarting my life and my family turning their back on me and no friends leaving me, me literally doing it all on my own and supporting myself. That business catastrophe for me was like the most challenging experience I'd ever had at that point. I had gotten to this like feeling that like I failed my family. Mm. I wasn't meant to be doing what I was doing. Like I had all these false beliefs that were happening. I was insecure. I had given my like truth over to my business partner, and I had to kind of like in this like weak and vulnerable space be like, okay, Karina, if you don't walk away from this, you will capsize. So yes, you're gonna have to walk away and suffer a very severe financial loss, but it's either that or it's gonna get worse. So, you know, at the time, I did not see anything clear. Like it was dark, I was depressed. Yeah. I was physically getting like symptoms because of my anxiety and my depression. And I constantly felt like I was gonna have a heart attack. Like I was just sick over everything. But I walked away because I was like, I'm brave, I can do this. Mm-hmm. And then I quickly like got hired. Literally within a day, someone in the industry was like, Karina, you're looking for a job, like I'll take you. So, you know, that was a huge blessing. But I was sitting there and I'm like, okay, here I am in business development still. Like, I don't want to do this for the rest of my life. I have so much more to give. Like, I didn't get a chance to experience what entrepreneurialism was like. Right? Like I was once again like handcuffed to be able to experience that, give my voice, give my opinions, build something. And so I still had that burning desire inside of me. And then 2 months later was when I had this like epiphany, because I'd been in this industry for such a long time. And I was like, I think this is a great idea. So when I presented it to my business partner, you know, at the time I was like, you've been talking about going into business together. And I just never knew what it would be. I'm like, what do you think about this? And he was like, yes, that's it. Right? So it's not that you don't envision or you don't see it. You have a desire. And all you have to do is take that first step. And as you take that first step, literally, it just continues to like just clear itself. The path continues to get brighter. Mm. And you see, and it continues to pave the way even more. And if you don't take that first step, you will see, you don't see anything, you have no idea. So you'll continue to stay in that like fear-based belief or thinking that there's nothing for you, or maybe it's not meant for you. But that's not the truth, right? You just have not been able to take that first step into a space of the unknown to mm-hmm. see what is there ahead of you that's meant for you.
I've seen this audio a few times, or heard an audio, but it kind of encompasses what you're talking about, is like that taking that action, because it's what it is doing, it's proven to your mind that you are actually that person that you say you want to be, so there's more congruence. Mm-hmm. And it's just, as you're explaining that, I got a visual, so it's like you take the first step and it like opens up a little bit. You take another one, it just opens up a little bit more, and you can see more clearly. And when you have more clarity, mm-hmm. you know exactly where you're going, you tend to get there.
Yeah.
But I think you're exactly right. It all comes down to like having some type of action plan in place. And I personally think accountability is everything, to have someone like really holding your feet to the fire. Otherwise, like, yeah, you can have the vision, but if you're not like progressively moving in that mm-hmm. direction and gaining momentum.
Yeah. That's like, so in the, I chose to create a business manifestation journal because I love writing and I love to be able to like see what are my goals, what am I doing, what are my intentions, what am I manifesting, and what am I doing every single day to hold myself accountable, right? Mm-hmm. But I wanted it to be specific for business because There are manifestation journals that kind of encompass both personal and professional, but to be able to kind of like separate the two and just get your mind focused on one thing sometimes can feel much easier instead of being like, well, I got a lot of goals personally and I've got a lot of goals, you know, professionally. So how do I like attack everything all at once? And in the manifestation journal, it does hold you accountable. You hold yourself accountable every single day, right? Like, you have a section, what are the things that you'll be doing that day? You have up to 10 items that you can be doing every single day to get you closer to your goal, right? I always say do a minimum of 5, right? Whether it's sending out emails to prospects, creating content that speaks your truth, networking. Like, they can be small, very small things. Get into a group that is online. Go on to free conferences online. There's just so much that you have accessible to you. Or take the time to write down, like, people say, I want to start a business, I just don't really know what. Write down the things that you like. What are you passionate about? And it's not about like necessarily like, I love my business, but I don't love construction cleaning. Yeah. I love the intention of why we started the company. What was our purpose? What is our why? That's what motivates me. That's what makes this like fire within me. It's not cleaning itself, if that makes sense. And so, you know, for me, I'm a huge problem solver. That's been my thing since I can remember. And I have to solve my own issues if I want something. So I wanted to be able to share that with other people, right? Like, for me to be able to solve your problem in construction cleaning, or, you know, the beautiful thing, because I started a business in a male-dominated industry, not only am I in the 10% demographic of women in construction, but I'm also in the 4% for being a woman who owns a company in construction. So, you know, to be able to help other women see that you can achieve anything that you want and you don't ever have to feel different or insecure or inferior, right? And this has been a really beautiful part of this journey of creating a business the way that we have.
Yeah. I love that we're talking about like the deeper reason why. Mm-hmm. It's always about that. You get to it more of the heart of the issue, and it's like that's the thing that like lights people up the most. Just like if you say, ask somebody, how much money do you want to make? It's not the money, it's what does the money do for you?
Yes. So it's interesting. It opens opportunities, it creates time freedom, it gives people jobs, you know, a security. Money is a really beautiful thing. I just choose to not let that be like my foundation. That's sure. not my foundation. It is one of my goals, but that's not the foundation of my company. Because what if my company fails? That doesn't mean that the foundation of what we were trying to do didn't have meaning. It didn't have impact. It didn't, you know, bless people's lives. It did. Because of how we started it.
Right. Well, I'm going to start wrapping up. I put my timer on silence, so it didn't go off.
Jeez.
But I kind of caught it. So.
Okay.
I have a couple questions I always like to ask at the end. But one other question I want to ask right now is, so you said you're a really good problem solver.
Yes.
What's the problem you're solving right now?
What's the problem I'm solving right now? I feel like I'm constantly solving problems, honestly. I mean,
that's what entrepreneurship is. It's a constant problem-solving process.
So, because I have 3 different companies, right? Like, we started CPR here in Phoenix, which is a totally separate business plan. The way that you grow it, scale it, is totally different than the franchise. So now I'm having to run the business here, doing your daily operations, connecting, and then I have my franchise. But now I have Unstoppable Media. So I will say that what I'm continuing to always have the problem solving is how do we always continue to scale, right? Like, how do I not get swallowed up by the busyness of life, how much there is to do on a daily basis to run a business, let alone multiple businesses, and still being present as a parent, right? And as a spouse. So, you know, it's a continual, like, I wouldn't say battle at all. It's not something that I am like, oh, I'm drowning in this. Like, I love it. But it is an everyday learning curve, and every day, like, something new will pop up. So it's like, okay, maybe today went to shit and I feel like I got a minute fraction of stuff done, but tomorrow, I'm gonna lean into tomorrow and make sure that I'm able to, you know, really take advantage of the day and not feel bad about the fact that maybe I didn't get even a quarter of the stuff that I needed to get done. Maybe my kids needed me, maybe they had a half day. That happens. And then I'm like, it's 1 o'clock. I still have to work. But yet I've got to go pick you up from school. You know, so I will say that. That's like a reoccurring theme in my life is problem solving, scaling, and managing my personal life and multiple businesses.
You got a lot going on.
Yeah, but it's good.
Yeah. And I think that's like, I can just feel like your approach to it. It's not like, it's like you said, it's not, you're not drowning in it. It's just,
yeah,
you're doing it.
You'll realize that when you start taking steps and you just do, like, opportunities open, things fall into place. And even when you have bad days, if you let it just be that day and you don't take it into the next day, you will continue to grow, 100%.
Don't take it into the next day.
Don't take it into the next day.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right, last question.
Yeah.
It's kind of deep.
Oh, okay.
What are people saying at your funeral?
Oh my gosh.
Switching gears real quick.
That was morbid, I'm kidding. You know, I really hope that they would say that they loved my tenacity for life, for everything that I did, and that I was an awesome, terrible dancer, but that I gave no shits and I just did it anyways, anywhere I go. So yeah, those are the two things, you know.
An awesome, terrible dancer. I've never heard that before.
Well, you know, it's like there's some people who are like terribly awesome. They're just terribly awesome, yes, and you're just like, wow, this is amazing. That's me. And I can't help but dance because I just love music, and it's the energy that I get, right?
Yeah,
I'm not like this like skilled dancer, but I don't care.
What kind of dancing?
I don't know. Just, you know, you got to move your body. It's whatever dancing I got to do, I'll do it.
There you go. All right. Love that. Well, again, thank you for being here, Karina. Any last words?
I felt like that kind of went into your morbid question. Any last words before
Any
you go?
Last words?
Maybe he has some intentions. I'm just kidding. Oh. You're all.
Where's the best place for people to find you? LinkedIn?
Yeah, LinkedIn is a great place. My website, Unstoppable Media LLC. I'm like, should I look into the camera?
Yeah,
I've been looking at you the whole time. Go to the website, Unstoppable Media LLC.
.com.
Yes. That is a place, like, if you sign up for the newsletters, you will know everything that we're doing, upcoming events, when the podcast, we do seasons, so, you know, you'll find out when the podcast drops, any coaching, speaking events, it's all going to be there. But I utilize LinkedIn like crazy.
Yeah.
But I mean, I have Instagram. I'm not as popular there.
You're pretty popular on the LinkedIn.
LinkedIn, yeah. LinkedIn is, you know, if you ever want to have a conversation about how to grow your business.
Do you just get flooded on
there? Those are my secret. That's my secret over there. I can tell you like some amazing tips on how to grow your business using LinkedIn.
There you go.
So,
all right.
I'll share with you though, Nick. The rest of you though, I will. I can't.
Well, again, thank you for being here. I really enjoyed this combo.
Thank you. Yep. I appreciate it.
Alrighty, my friend. Thank you so much for listening to that episode of the Just Grow podcast. Truly appreciate your time. Know your time is extremely valuable. So to spend it with the Just Grow podcast, we truly appreciate it. If you did get value from this, make sure and share this with at least one friend that can get some value out of this that can help improve their life in some capacity. With that said, make sure and head over to justgrowvisions.com. You can join our free Facebook group where we go live every Wednesday night, where we have this very systematic structure and framework on how to craft a vision, get very clear on what you want, then turn it into reality very quickly. It's a really cool process. We've helped dozens of clients, and now we have a free Facebook group where you can plug in every single week and just learn how we're doing this and then connect with amazing like-minded individuals. So thank you for listening to this episode of the Just Grow podcast. Make sure and share this. Appreciate you guys, and we'll see you on the next one.